Hey guys, Carla Fishman's my name. Just want to give you an update what's going on here. Pretty decent fishing for today for the guys. It seems like the last 2 days have definitely been a little different on the water here. The fish are just reacting different to the boats and the bait and everything like, but the guys are still scratching some fish away here today. With the condors on a day and a half, with, I believe it was 15 passengers there. Don't quote me on that there. But he's got 11 bluefin tuna up to 110 pounds there. He's seen good sign of fish there. Catching them a little different variety of ways there. Think of rigs and flatballs here and stuff. The Royal Star on a day and a half with an ultra limited charter there. I believe they only have 10 or 12 people on the trip. They got 15 bluefin. Three of those up between 190 and 220 pounds there. The Royal Polaris on a day and a half. I believe he's got about 25 people on there. They booked their own trip, so I don't know exact count on how many people they have there. But they had 20 bluefin up to 215 pounds, and they had fish going, but that was quite a while ago there. But so good fishing for those guys there. The Liberty on a full-day trip, they had 29 bluefin tuna, 30 to 140 pounds. And that was all daytime fish there, caught on a variety of ways there, sinker rigs, flatfalls, gold snipers, all the same stuff that's been going on the last month or so that you've heard everyone talk about. Make sure you guys do come prepared. I would have a good 40 or 50 pound outfit to fish the medium sized grade, fish with a Colt Sniper or medium sized flat fall during the day, and a good 60 pound rig, probably for the daytime sinker rig. That's been pretty effective also there. Make sure you have 4 to 10 ounce sinkers, 4 to 8 ounce sinkers. I think that would be quite efficient with rubber bands there, so you could do the sinker rig there. Then obviously when you're on the longer trip and you're on the day and a half or longer, make sure you guys bring a good 80 pound, 100 pound outfit there for these, nighttime flatfall fish. It's been very good fishing there. Obviously everyone pretty much knows what's going on there. Guys get on the ground early in the morning, somewhere between 12:30 or so, and they start, get the sonar down, and they start searching for fish there, and you start fishing anywhere from 1 o'clock in the morning till gray light or whatever. Then obviously you fish all day and stuff like that. So if you guys are coming out, make sure you guys prepare variety size of hooks, number twos, all the way up to like a 2 or a 3-0. Make sure you are using the gooder hooks, the heavy duty wire stuff. Don't use the light wire hooks. I know guys want to drop down and try to get bit, but that stuff just, you end up getting bit and you end up straining out the hook or breaking out the hook there and stuff. So you could search on the website. We do have the Tomahawk, Pacific Queen, the Condor, the Pegasus, the Islander, the Searcher, all have trips, day and a half and longer. Mustang's running overnight trips every single day. The Liberty is departing at 5:30 every morning, fishing offshore for bluefin and yellowtail. Make sure you make your reservations. Trips are filling up extremely fast now. A lot of people are off school and everything. Make sure you do book your reservations. Weekends are all sold out. Weekdays are filling up quite fast here. 619-221-8500 or fishinglane.com. And you can search by boat, length of trip, or time of year. Again, bluefin are biting. Love to get you guys on the water, and we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.